Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sisters listening today, for her just to be in a place of real closeness and humility, being governed by the Holy Spirit every day, both for her salvation, her safekeeping, the salvation and safekeeping of her loved ones and whom she's praying for, and that she endures all the way just until the end. Ask all these prayers, blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, just want to talk to you about something for a moment. I'm gonna veer off the current topic just for a moment here, and just warn any sister that's listening about something that I've seen that happens prior to times of judgment. It more than likely any sisters listening to these podcasts, okay. The Holy Spirit's already awakened you, and you can see something's going on in the country when you look around, and you get this feeling inside that you need to start getting ready, okay? More than likely, which is probably why you're listening to these. It's because the Holy Spirit's already starting to talk to you about it. And something that I want to warn you about that I have seen that has happened is when the Holy Spirit has warned me about something that's coming, okay? And testifies to me about it every day, continually, because he's so faithful to do that. You see that with Jesus, okay? He warns about the cross. He says, even at one point, this is Luke 9 and 44, it says, "Let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men." Okay? And then again, this is Matthew chapter 16, verse 21. It says, "From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and the scribes to be killed and be raised again the third day." Okay. You see this as you just read through the scriptures. He's just kind of at different times, he tells them what's going to happen. Okay. And then when it happens, they still are shocked and they end up running off and everything, and it still surprises me, even though he told them over and over again. And I've seen this, and this is my personal testimony, where the Holy Spirit has told me something's coming, something's coming, something's coming, and I see it. I see signs of it every single day. Okay, the signs of it are very quiet. Okay, and it's just like this verse. This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It says, For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." And it's just like a thief in the night, too. Well, okay, let me finish, though. Okay. "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as doth others, but let us watch and be sober." Okay. All right. I'll read that whole verse. It says, "For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and a helmet for the hope of salvation." Okay. "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." There's so much right there. But I'll just kind of, but it's the same thing, okay? You're not appointed to judgment. That's why he tells you that it's coming. You're ready, and there's salvation when it comes, and a way of escape for you, and you're cared for, which is what these teachings are meant to help prepare you for. Okay, but what I've seen, it's so funny because it says, "Is you're not in darkness so that they shouldn't overtake you as a thief," and it doesn't. I'm not saying that overtakes me as a thief, okay, but when it comes hard, okay, from what I've seen. And what I've seen is that what actually happens is always astonishing and far more than what I thought it was going to be, okay. And then there's also this period prior to it, right before it, where Satan will be on me, like white on rice, doing all types of like, it's just like magic shows, in all honesty. Just a lot of deceptions and a lot of strange things happen around me as if I'm just imagining everything and it's not really going to happen. Okay. And that part's really dangerous, and I just really have to cleave to the Lord during those seasons to get through it, because I know what I've been told, okay? And I know that something's coming, and I know that I need to make sure that I'm ready so it doesn't surprise me, okay? And I'm not found, asleep, because that's what he's trying to do, is put you to sleep, okay? Satan will come and try and put you to sleep prior to these things. And it's just this weird little, I don't know, period of time prior to it where it's just like, just a lot of deception, just a lot of weird stuff happening. And by the grace of God, I just cleave to the Lord and weather it and get through it. And then all of a sudden that thing comes and it's utterly terrifying. I look and go, not only praise God that, the Lord got me through that and I didn't get deceived and turn off to the side and think, oh, and everything's gonna be fine, and didn't stay with what he told me to do, but praise God that I did what he told me to do. Because when the thing happens, I sit there and go, oh my gosh, this is just, and this is my personal testimony, this is utterly terrifying. You know what I mean? I'm okay, he provides for me, but the thought of not being, in that covering, like the Passover lamb being inside of that house with the lamb's blood on the door, when that thing comes through the street at night and you hear those people screaming, okay, and howling, okay, because they're losing their firstborn, okay. You sit there and it's like you're inside of that house and you don't even want to look out that window, and you're utterly terrified at the thought of ever even possibly having not paid attention, listening, and being out in that street when that thing comes. Because it comes. It comes, okay? It comes. And you want to be ready for it. So I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and just cleaving to you and growing in you every single day. Ask all these for your glory, Father. Ask all these praises in Jesus' name. Amen.